Hey friends, let me jump in here real quick to remind you of our sponsor, 25 Transportation and Solutions. That's 25 Transportation and Solutions. They give you quality transportation, delivery services that you can depend on, getting your freight to and from its destination safe and secure. Contact them at info@25.org. That's info@TWENTY5.org, or you can call them at 240-479-6376. See you out on the road. Now, let's get back to our episode of the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. Back to let you know that I really can't let you go. I'm too close to you. So stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
Hey, hey, y'all. It's Miss D. Mr. B is out doing Mr. B is. She's actually working. So I wanted to come to you guys anyway and just say hello first and hi. How's everyone doing? But I wanted to come because I get a lot of questions on people asking, how did I know that Mr. B was the one? Because we were only dating for 4 months before we got married. And remember, we were a blind date. So I wanted to take a few minutes to share some things that I think that I felt when I met him, or when I finally gave him a chance after I took his phone call seriously, what that experience was for me. Now, you never know, 100% if somebody is the one. You don't. That's just the reality of it. But what I can say is that no matter what I was going through at the time, I felt like Mr. B, he didn't judge me. And I was going through a really rough period when I finally, you know, gave in and gave him that phone call and actually was speaking with him and talking with him. I had been months and months, almost a year out of a divorce, a very abusive relationship. I was a single parent and money was tight. I was struggling. I had gotten a car repossessed. There was a lot. The rent was barely being made and I was doing the best I can with my daughter, with my grandparents' help. Thank God for them. And, you know, for some reason, that conversation led into the Lord allowing me to share those things with Mr. B at the time on our first phone call. And I felt like a failure. I felt like a complete failure. And he did not judge me. And he allowed me to really just vent. And he listened. I felt comfortable. I felt truly comfortable opening up to him. And he didn't criticize me. He tried to figure out, you know, what would be the best resolve for me. But he allowed me to share with him my most vulnerable thoughts and my most vulnerable at a very dark time in my life. And he was there for me. The situation didn't deter him. It didn't make him feel, you know, awkward and uncomfortable and not want to continue to speak with me or continue to talk with me. And he just made me feel like I was the only person in the room or in the world. And he gave me his, you know, complete undivided attention. I can honestly say that if we didn't have a relationship that led to marriage, he would still have become my best friend because he gave me best friend qualities. He gave me that friendship that surpasses all understanding, that friendship that that you look at people and you say you're supposed to give them unconditional love. You're supposed to give your kids unconditional love. You give your grandjoys unconditional love. But he gave me that unconditional connection on, you know, from the jump. And it just made me miss him when we were not on the phone, even though I had never met him. Excuse me. I don't know if you absolutely know 100% if someone is the one, but you absolutely know, I think, 100% if there is a connection or a chemistry or an emotional connection. And we connected emotionally first before there was anything physical, anything intimately, you know, any touch. It was just an emotional, mental, and spiritual connection. Now, would I recommend that for everyone? No. You know, I wouldn't, because I don't know everyone's situation. And that literally could have went sideways 7 different types of ways. But thank God that it didn't. And we are here today to tell that story. So this is a short, you know, episode of me just answering that question of how did I know he was the one. The short version is I absolutely didn't know 100% he was the one that I would be committed to or married to. But I absolutely 100% knew that he would be the one that would be in my life for the long haul because of the unconditional emotional connection that we had and the feeling of being comfortable and sharing my darkest secrets and not being judged. So I hope you guys got a little bit out of that. You know, I want to, one of our next episodes coming up, we'll dive into this more. Mr. B is on a work trip right now, but I just wanted to come on and answer that question because I get it a lot. We were dating only 4 months, and yes, we eloped, and I never had a regret for it. Now, was it always easy? Absolutely not. It was not easy, but it was doable. It was tolerable, and I wanted it to work, and so did he. So 4 months of learning someone emotionally and then stepping into a marriage, you know, 100% wholeheartedly and trying to figure out that person for the rest of our lives. It has worked out for us. We're going on 30 plus years. But again, did I know that that was going to happen? I didn't. But I did know that there was something about him that wanted me, that I wanted to be a part of for the rest of my life. You guys have a great day. I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you guys so much for following the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. Our brand is Diverse Love. I'm Miss B. Mr. B is out doing Mr. B-ish. He is doing what he does best, and that is taking care of him and his family. We love y'all for real, and we cannot wait to continue to share our truth over coffee. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DIVERSELUV.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time. Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want.